Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Growing Pains Podcast. The world's most liked podcast and most...
liked co-host. Am I a co-host or just co-host. Host?
Yeah, you're a co-host. We both co-host.
Oh, yeah, because we're both still co-hosts. Yeah.
We're collaboratively hosting a show.
Yeah, just one's more co-host. Light than the other. Yeah.
But yeah, hey, mate, how's your week? It's currently Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah, the weather's been shit. I will say that. I think the weather.
It's giving you seasonal depression.
It does, yeah. Big time. I need outside factors to make me...
I can tell you get sad boy hours.
Yeah, I do. Like, you know that when I went and run my 16K in the sun, what a day I had, mate. I was brimming. I was, wow.
Brimming?
Brimming. Brimming at the beams, mate. I was like buzzing with life.
Mm.
It's just so uninspiring. And I just think this country's uninspiring, to be honest.
Yeah, knife crime, acid attacks.
Someone got stabbed in Mumford.
Oh, that doesn't TikTok shock for that. Me.
Yeah, Pete.
Scary place there now. Yeah, I know. We used to just go there for fun.
Yeah, that was my childhood, going to brewery.
Can't never go there now.
No.
But watch it back.
Yeah, either way, the weather's shit. Fuck.
That's good. So how's my week been then? I cooked a roast on Sunday, didn't I, for seven people?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Faith. I cooked up a little stove.
Faith barked off. Olive's basically, she's on a new sleep consultancy scheme, Olive is. And it's, by the way, it's amazing. It's the best money I've ever spent in my life.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah. People are asking me on Insta what she's called. So it's the Blissful Baby Expert 1.
Blissful Baby Expert 1.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, mate. This has been phenomenal.
So good.
Olive, now, you put her down, you say, no, darling, give her a kiss. She doesn't cry.
Didn't even cry.
She just goes to bed.
She's
and then wakes up at like 6:30 in the morning.
It's great.
Which is perfect for me, because I'll get up and do shit then anyway.
Mm.
I love it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is good. Yeah, she's had a rocky week with it, I'd say, but only because teething, and I think she's got a bit of a bad tummy.
But because of the sleep schedule... We decided to do the roast at our house so that she can go down at the right time. So we don't want to interrupt it too much. Fizzle K was chefing.
Yeah, I chefed, didn't I?
Yeah, during her afternoon nap, you prepped all your vegetables and that?
I did. So in the morning, so the day before, I went to our local farm shop, support your local farms, all that.
Yeah.
Went there and bought everything. Oh my God, it is the most money I've ever spent on one dinner.
Of course.
That wasn't at a restaurant. £175 for a few fucking potatoes.
Of course.
That's ridiculous. She said, yep, there'll be £175, please. And
You made out like...
Cauliflower, broccoli. I've hardly bought anything like champagne. We have to go and get all that after.
The beef,
£38.
You did everything.
No, the beef was £38. I remember that. But it's £38, okay. And I thought, fuck me, yep. But there was a whole queue, so I'm going to say no.
No. It's fresh farm food.
Nuts.
It's not going to be cheaper, is it?
No, but I was shooketh at the thing.
You've got no preservatives. It's real food.
It tasted good though, didn't it? Yeah, whilst Olive was napping, I peeled all my vegetables. I cut them all into the sizes that I wanted, and then I just put them in bowls. I put some of them in ice water.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't actually know.
You know what that does?
No, I don't know if that actually does anything, but I've seen it on TikTok a few times, so I thought, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Peeled all my Brussels, which took fucking ages.
Yeah.
And I did bacon Brussels just for you.
You did, yeah. But
Ethan might eat Brussels, but he will if there's bacon on them.
No, I won't even if there's
you
bacon
did.
On
you
them.
You did, you ate three of them for
yeah,
me.
I said at the best, I said the only time I will really eat them is if they have bacon on them. But even then, I was...
But I did that for them. You.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I did cauliflower cheese. I did Yorkshire's from Smash. That's rude. I did parsnips.
Yeah.
Did you like them?
Yeah.
They were good, weren't they?
The seasoning on the potatoes was A1.
That's what I'm going to say.
The beef is lovely. Got tips off Sabina for that.
Some would say wife material.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Keep it up. Keep up with good work. I also cooked.
Yeah?
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
So Faith done a video and she, on that, one of the questions was, what's your death row meal? Yours was calamari, a dirty burger, and a creme brulee.
It did make me laugh, though, because it's like, that's my death row meal. I don't know if I'd have gone Valentine's Day meal, but it made me laugh.
It's a fun concept, isn't it?
Yeah,
let me just try it.
If I'm about to be like lethally murdered, so to say, well, that's probably what I'd eat. But I also had that for Valentine's, which is now quite funny.
Yeah, you never know. I was cooking up a storm in the kitchen, but I especially cooked with the creme brulee.
You did. That's my favourite dessert.
It's your favourite dessert. And guess what? I did it.
You did.
With the crack on top, everything like that.
Got the blowtorch.
The only thing I wish I knew that realistically, it has to go in the fridge overnight. I wish I knew that, because then I would have done it the day before.
I will happily let you live and learn. If you want to try again,
be my guest. I think it was really tasty. It just needed that, like, because the top half was the right consistency. It
didn't help you spilt some out the oven.
Oh, yeah. So, you essentially have to put them in like a water bath, don't you? So you put them on a tray, you put your ramekins in, and then you put the water in. And as I was putting it out, silly donut, it just sort of like flipped and one of the creme brulees went on its side, but I still rescued it.
Yeah, it is annoying though, because things like that really upset you. She's like, for fuck's sake,
I'm such a perfectionist.
Like, I was at Tobo Valley, it's okay.
But I'm such a perfectionist, so that
you're
will
like, fucking ruin now.
Yeah, that would ruin my whole day.
I know, a little bit. I will say that's probably your worst trait, because if something so small happens, it ruins your whole day.
But like, because it was all going so well. I was like up here.
But it was still good.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was really good.
Both got a creme brulee each. Can't go wrong.
Exactly. Boom. Had calamari. Cut up a couple of red chilies. A little bit of spring onion. Seasoned them. Made them crispy. Dirty burger was cooked well.
Yep.
Juicy dirty burger. Really nice. Let you pick your relish.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you like it?
I did. It all went very well.
Thank you very much. I started vlogging.
You have?
We both got the same camera.
Mm-hmm.
Your one, did you set that video off?
No, they're being uploaded. I scheduled mine out, so I've got a few ahead, actually. So
you're ahead?
I'm ahead, so I've got a couple of weeks.
Sorry, there's a pro YouTuber in the room. She's a veteran. She's been doing it for years.
But I will say, you do say I'm a better YouTuber than you now. I don't think I have the same audience. Love or respect. But in terms of picking up the camera and actually doing something, but you do it all actually in a group now, so you don't have to do it personally.
Yeah.
That I would say,
I'm still a better YouTuber if I really tried.
That's rude.
If I really tried.
I know, it's fine. I would literally give it all up tomorrow. I'm really, I'm not live or die by the badge. I really don't want to work.
You don't want to die for 3 points.
When we was in the podcast chat, this sounds so bad, but no one really wants to work. Let's be real, right? So when we said I'm just honest. You're telling me you're sitting at your 9 to 5 listening to this on your lunch break and you want to be there. No, you don't. Right? So when you guys were talking in your chat saying, Monday or Wednesday, that's the date I've got free. I was like, I don't want to work on a Monday. I was like, please don't pick Monday. Just wanted to be at home.
Some days you just got to do it, man.
Hard time cooking that roast.
Yeah. So you needed a day off.
I did, but now my hair is all greasy because it's landed on hair wash day. So it's all gone a bit Pete Tong, but it's fine.
Fair days, mate. But yeah, I've vlogged.
Oh yeah, that's where that started.
I've vlogged a couple of days last week, and then I've vlogged. I'm uploading again this week. I vlogged yesterday and the day before that.
What are you vlogging this week?
What did I vlog this week? I vlogged some of the Sidemen stuff that we done yesterday. I vlogged Side Plus Day as well. So yeah, just like a little bit, see what I'm up to.
You just upload your stuff on any random day.
Whenever it's done, yeah.
I might start doing that. Sunday's feeling too strict.
I don't
too regimented.
Well, I uploaded my last one on Sunday, but I don't want to upload the same day as a Sidemen video.
No, it's tough competition. I have to go 2 hours either behind or in front.
And even then, you probably still get a little bit cucked.
Yeah, like, I thought you meant still no one would probably watch it.
You're still a bit cucked, because if you do 2 hours before, some people will watch it, but as soon as a Sidemen video comes out, it's just gonna push it away. Because we probably have roughly the same audience.
No, but this is what I'm saying, that I've not uploaded this week because I've still got to check the video. I'm not being funny.
Jesus Christ.
Brain fart. So I was thinking, do I have fight in my teeth? And then I just stopped saying stuff. Yeah, I've got to check the video out because it's meant to be an ad read, and then there's no ad read in it now, so it all got a bit ski whiff. But then I was thinking, why is it so regiment just to a Sunday? Why don't I just upload when I want?
Do it when you want, mate.
Power to the people. Because it doesn't really affect your views. Like, on Instagram, if you post at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, it's not going to do as well as if you do it at like 8 p.m. It's not really like that with YouTube, is it?
I always stick to 5 or 6 p.m. Is it 5, 6 or 7 is always the best
time. But on any day, doesn't really change,
yeah,
does it?
Yeah, that's the ideal time.
Yeah, I might do that.
Because that's everyone's done with everything that they've got to do, really. But yeah, subscribe. Going for 5 million subscribers.
I thought you meant me. I was going to say it's really nice of you.
How many subscribers you got?
Like 200,000 or 250,000.
That's big.
Do you know what I might do? When I'm done with it all, can I sell my account?
Probably.
I might sell all my accounts. No, my TikTok, my Instagram. I'm done. I'm getting a Nokia. Okay.
Talking of vlogging, I vlogged our disappearing dog last night. Because, I had, again, another long day of filming yesterday. I didn't get back till like 7, I think. And the dog was still not home when I got home.
So a bit of context. Me, Olive and the dogs are just playing outside as we do. And then the dog goes under our goat pen with no goats, boring. Went under there and then goes through next door's garden. But
yeah, but it's because there's bunny rabbits there, that's why.
No, Dachshunds are deer tracking dogs.
It's the rabbits.
I'm speaking weird, it's because I've got chocolate in my mouth still. So they're deer tracking dogs and it's always a mum and a baby deer next door. I always see them. And then I text next door saying, hey, my dog's there if you see him. And then she went, oh, there's a mum and baby over there. So it's probably just got a smell of that. And I was like, I was thinking the same thing. But I had Olive on my own. So I can't just start climbing fences and leave my child. Yeah. That's not how it works. But the side he went, it's just fields, 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 fields. And as long as he don't go left where the big scary dogs are.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
So he just cracked on me. We need to find a small enough camera that we can attach to him. Because I don't think he'll get on well with the GoPro.
I don't even think he'd go far.
A GoPro's not that good.
I think he'd go under the fence and go up and down that hedge line for 3 hours.
Yeah, he just sniffs.
I don't
up
think
and
he's
down.
Doing much.
Because we've seen him catch a bunny and there's bunnies
we've.
In him.
That was traumatic.
Well, no, he brought one outside my gym door, remember?
Yeah, but I had to witness a cold death.
Over. Remember?
Yeah, but that one's already dead. I had to witness the death, dying screams.
Yeah, true, yeah.
And then I told him to leave it, and then I shouldn't have got involved because then it had to die.
You interrupted
horrible.
The circle of life.
I did, but I also didn't want to tell my dog, hey, that's okay to do. Because in summer, we're like infested with rabbits.
It's the circle of life, darling. Listen, Dachshund's got to eat. Dachshund's got to eat.
He does eat. And do you know what's a piss take? We feed him rabbit, raw meat. He don't eat it. He doesn't like it. So why are you catching real ones?
He's a hunter. He's a beast.
It's actually ridiculous. They're bigger than him.
Yeah, so I vlogged that. I went out the door, said, come on, Rolo. And then he just appeared by the stables. So I had to pick him up.
Which is a piss take because like 45 minutes before you got home, I was banging his bell. Come on, come on.
He loves me. Loves dad.
He does love you.
He loves dad.
That's only because you don't tell him off for peeing on the rug, and I do.
I do tell him off. I picked him up, so I jump over the fence, pick him up, chuck him over. He just didn't even wait for me, bro.
Just ran back.
Just ran back to the house. I was like,
he's probably thinking, I've been trying to get back here for like 2.5 hours.
I'm stuck in the mud. And I went, all right, cheers, Rolo. Yeah, lovely. But yeah, awesome. What else did we do? We'd done an advert for a shoe.
Right. Oh, us, yeah. Yeah, talk about
me and Faith were the talent in a jaw-dropping commercial.
Jaw-droppingly disgusting commercial.
But that's the whole point. That was the whole point of it.
Yeah, no, listen, I get it, but it's still not great.
It's fucking funny. And it done so well.
Did it?
Yeah.
I try not to look.
Yeah.
It came up on my
few like
pages.
4 million views on Twitter.
Oh, that's great.
Got like... I don't know how many on their Instagram. That's
but what I don't get, right, is some meme pages reposted it and all the hate, and even the title of the video was hate at me.
1.1 mil on Insta.
It's not my advert. I didn't make any of the old Kalux. You know what, mate? I've got a really sick idea for your brand.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play Kalux's voice note from when he sent me what the script is. It's so funny. Where is it? It's really fucking funny.
Okay, here's the script. Red.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Sorry,
that's
it's
funny.
The door.
I'll do it, Dawn. You play your thing. Have you opened it?
Yeah, it's every. Right, here we go. This is Kalux doing the script.
In the way that Rubber Duck read it to me.
Rubber Duck's the producer.
Ethan, I never met a guy with trainers that smell like cherries before. Well, Faith, I never met a girl with a sense of smell like yours before. Something like that.
That was a kiss.
Let me know.
I think even he knew with the, let me know.
Yeah.
But I said, fuck you, man. It's funny. Like, it's a laugh, man.
But it's a laugh for all your, for you lot. I said to you, this is social suicide. And then the only person who got social suicided was me.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
You tell me. And then you said, the words out your mouth, we was watching your Sidemen documentary, you said, if you was to receive as much hate as me, you'd have killed yourself by now. That's how much hate I'm getting across every single fucking platform.
That was like a passing over exaggerating comment. I don't believe in killing self. Oh, that was my ankle. But yes, everyone, please stop being mean. Because you're hurting her feelings and you're also hurting my feelings. Because if I don't get the people that say that I'm unhappy. Like, they know me.
Bet you can't guess what's perma right now.
You're swearing at me.
No, not you.
Oh, them.
No.
What are you doing then?
Making a love heart.
For audio listeners, she was making a love heart because she loves you all so much.
Yeah.
And she wants to thank you for all the support.
Listen, it's just, I don't actually know what it is. I feel like in our podcast, right, I feel like the podcast is actually, I need therapy from this. Actually, I wouldn't go, right?
Yeah, she actually requested Cal Freezy to stop paying for therapy, by the way. So, fellow studios, if you have
No. I said they should offer. Because realistically, if they said you want therapy, I'd probably say, no, I don't think I've got that much to talk about.
No. Either way, what I was saying is, I even see it on TikToks especially. It's mainly, I'll tell you what.
It's the boys.
It's literally, YouTube's fine. Twitter's fine, sort of.
No, Instagram's... I had to not use my account on Twitter because the bullying was actually
Instagram's
so
all right.
Bad.
Instagram's all right. TikTok, like I said, there's been so many funny clips on this podcast that just never get shared.
Oh, the Valentine's Day thing I asked for you. All the nice things
but even
that we
the
said,
funny
a nice
shit,
conversation.
Like, there's been hilarious nothing. Shit. There's been some funny bits on here as well. Not even just like cute romantic
yeah,
bits.
Yeah, but then it's all like... oh, she's so mid, which is actually really fucking rude. Because there's not much I can do about that.
But you're not mid.
Oh, I don't know.
You're not
mid. I can't believe it, but now.
You're not mid.
But yeah, no, it's just all fucking nuts everywhere. Like, this is why I say, like, when people go like, oh, she don't want to work, she obviously wants to live off Ethan's money, blah, blah, blah. Listen, if the offer come through, I'd take it. Because what you ain't, the socials ain't a nice place for me. So I am clearly, like, just making my money. That is all I'm doing. It's yeah. not a nice place. Like, if I post something, everyone's like, oh, you fucking... Ugh. I'm like, shut up.
But it's, it, again, it's the people that comment like, oh, he's obviously so unhappy. No.
Like, and the baby trapped one.
Yeah.
Can I just say, right at the fucking beginning, me, my 22-year-old freshly turned self, falling pregnant, unplanned, I was terrified. And I was saying to
if anyone baby traps anyone, it's me.
Thank you. I've been waiting for you to fucking say that.
I've baby trapped.
Oh my God. 11:20, Wednesday. He said it.
I've baby trapped this fine lady because look, she's lovely looking. And now she can't get rid of me forever. So
I want this clip and I want it on Instagram.
Look, she can't get rid of me now because I impregnated her.
This is what I'm saying. Bro was saying,
so even if you do want to split up with me some point down the future, which you won't because I am great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will still be knocking at the door going, hello.
This is what I'm saying. It's him. He's the problem. It's not me.
Yeah.
I've been saying this.
But everybody, again, remember,
I'm actually a lovely person.
You are very nice.
Home,
yeah, this is what I'm saying. Everybody,
I just think I clap back.
Yeah, everybody likes to harp on about like mental health and stuff like that after the fact if someone was to get really affected by it, but then also want to jump on the bandwagons and fucking rinse people. So you got to pick your sides. What you want? Are you going to rinse someone forever or are you going to say, God forbid anyone ever does anything really silly?
Yeah.
Well, then go, oh man, everyone should be really nice because we've seen that happen in the past.
Yeah, well, someone commented, it weren't even on my TikTok. It was under someone else's, like, obviously negative about me again. And it said that, oh, I'm really, really... worried about this could be a Caroline Flack situation. I'm like, listen, I'm reassure people, I'm not going to kill myself because people are calling me the Grinch. Like, I just want to make that so clear.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't actually care, but it's so mind-numbingly boring for me, which is why I've not really got any interest in this. Because so many influencers get so much love and whatever, but I've met a few. They're not the same as what you're seeing online.
Oh, diss track.
You won't let me do one. I have a diss track written in my notes and he won't let me release it.
Rapped me like four
it's
bars of this diss
so
track.
Good.
Yeah. It was fucking mortifying. You can't do it.
But it's good. That's what he won't let me do.
No, it's not good. It's quite unattractive.
Should
actually.
I read some now?
No, please don't. Listen, my diss track is unattractive.
But in your documentary, you said you guys thrived off your diss track.
Oh, we did very well off of those.
This is what I'm saying, let me cook.
But I think that it was, like Jamie said in the documentary, it won't ever be done again.
Ah, speaking of Jamie, can we talk about what you did?
I mean, I'll send him a message.
Grime Artie.
Hello. Hello. We're on our podcast at the minute and your rap came up in convo. Am I allowed to play the bar?
Please.
I said please, thank you. Hopefully he replies. Anyway, Jamie did something very, very cool. It's awesome. I was gassed by it. Yeah. Even everyone in the chat was like, yo, that's fucking sick.
She's dropped a cold bar.
Cold bar.
So we can say right now.
Yeah, cold bars.
Cold bars.
Trending topics.
One.
Elon Musk brain chip. Get in my head now. Get in my head. See this little bit of skull, mate? You can have it. Fucking wacky in there.
I've not seen
it. The first person has made a full recovery of having the fucking brain chip in, and they can control like a mouse on the computer just using their thoughts.
No.
That is mental.
No.
That's just the very start.
What happens when that malfunctions?
It's a risk you've got to be willing to take.
And then you've just flung a mouse at somebody's head.
No, not. What are you talking about?
You said you can control a mouse with your head.
Like on a computer.
Women like magic.
Oh, Jamie said, of course. All right, quick response.
Good. Get me out of that combo.
All right, here we go. Yeah, all right, this is fucking cold. So, pal, he was in the studio. He had like half an hour left.
Wait, can we just say, for those that don't know, our child's initials are OP.
Yeah.
There we go. Go against the grain. But I'm a man of truth, you know. I don't change when I'm in this booth, you know. Rude
boy, I just aim and shoot, you know. I'm OP like Bazinga's, you know. I got this lens. How cool.
She's made it in a song. She's not even two.
I'm OP like Bazinga's.
She's actually officially cooler than me. That beats bro everyone.
Bro got an overpowered Olive Payne bar. That's cold.
See, I thought her receiving that teddy bear from Hamleys was cool, but now she's in raps. Hey, man, shoot, you know, I'm OP like Bazinga's. You know, I got this. It's cool. And it's Jamie as well. Look, there's no better
Jamie's
person
so cool,
you'd want it
man.
From.
So yeah, big up Jamie, bro. And when that song comes out, catch me rinsing it because it sounds very cool. moving on. Yeah, brain chip in my head.
We're back.
I don't care if anyone hacks me. Fuck it, do it, mate. Because I'll probably get compensation at some point.
I don't know.
Yeah, had something dropped on you in the gym and you got compensation. So I would say...
because that wasn't a fucking faulty bit of equipment.
I'll say someone's hacked me. I need compensation. They've hacked me. I'm hacked. You didn't do the washing up today. I'm hacked. Someone hacked me.
I don't think I could be with you. I think you'd be so annoying.
Someone's hacked me.
This is why I'm saying, oh my God, the other night, right? So we don't really talk about our relationship dilemmas anymore because I don't do too well in my half. For some reason, it don't matter about his path. But when it's... Right, so the other night, I bought Olive like this giant sensory puzzle map. It's a fucking puzzle for a two-year-old. I said, Ethan... I've hit the base bed. I've done everything. Would you just sort that puzzle out for me, please? I don't know how to do it. My brain just
so
automatically closed my mouth and I inhaled and I was like, well, you better sit on the floor and figure it out then.
Basically,
weaponized incompetence.
Weaponized incompetence. But I thought it was actually a puzzle in like, this piece has to go here. It turns out it's just an infinite puzzle where like every piece fits together.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Because it's for a two-year-old. So if you bent to the floor I don't buy it. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, because I thought it was an actual puzzle. And I was
like
ladies, you
have to learn what weaponized incompetence is because you're men and they will all do it. They will all try and get away with it.
Yeah.
I can't work the washing machine. I don't know how to do it.
I can do that, but I can
watch YouTube then.
I whack it on delicate and auto. That's the only thing I know.
And shrink my stuff.
Yeah. That one I just whacked on auto and that was bad. Yeah.
Probably went to a 60-degree wash.
Yeah.
I come out, Olive's clothes were all grey.
Yeah.
My new shirt was grey. Yeah.
I haven't touched
it. Her clothes were shrank. Yeah. The fault was good.
Thank
but...
you. I tried. Apple Vision Pro. Oh my God. Imagine partnering the fucking skull chip with the Vision Pro. Oh my God. Have you seen those?
You said Harry bought one to a studio.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
I'm into all of that.
No, when you put them on, it's mental. It is insane. Like absolutely insane.
But so is real life, no?
Nah, so mid.
Really?
T-Pain was doing a concert on my lap. T-Pain was here. I was talking to T-Pain.
Why not?
T-Pain was rapping to me in my face. It was fucking mental. You can go to like top of a mountain and it's so real. It's
mad. Do you not just think that ultimately delays you from actually going and doing stuff? No, I went to climb a mountain. Don't worry, I'll put the VR on.
I would always prefer to do the actual real thing.
Yeah, but some people are lazy.
I think what's going to end up, like say when I'm fucking senile and can't move, lit. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, true. That
it's
going
to be amazing,
good, yeah.
bro. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to get this one. It's like $5,000, I think, Harry paid.
I was just about to ask how much.
I think Harry paid $5,000 for it, because it's not out here yet, so you have to get it sent from America. So Simon's got some, Harry's got some, I think Gibb's got some. They're really fucking cool.
Yeah, but babe, you ain't going to use it more than 7 times. Let's be real.
Harry uses it in the funniest way. He does all of his stretching and stuff whilst wearing it, and whacks like the stretching video in front of him, and then transports himself to like a mountain somewhere. And then he went to the gym the other day and he was just doing incline walks, and he was like, "Are you not getting funny looks?" He's like, "I wouldn't know, I'm in a forest somewhere." I was like, "You know what, fair dudes." So he'd whacked himself in the forest, like everywhere you look is just you're in the wilderness, and then he whacked a video in front of him.
I suppose that is good for motivation.
What I thought, and Gibb used it in a good way, he was in the boxing gym. I know boxing with it on is quite funny to see, but he had like a bag routine there with the heavy bag next to him. So he'd watch it, replicate it, which was quite handy. Then he'd had people online do like, it's quite silly, but they like hold pads up on a YouTube video. So he had the YouTube video in front of him and was just doing the pad. It's quite useful. It's quite cool.
Yeah.
It can be really cool. And also what's so funny is,
I'm like, Ethan, where's the child? I don't know, I've got my VR on.
It remembers where you've put things. So like, like the windows that you open in your thing, in my VR, say I'm going like this, yeah, I'm putting things. If I was to put a YouTube video in the bedroom, in the bathroom, like I could leave that window there and fuck off downstairs for a little while, it will still be up there. She ain't gonna, but yeah. Yeah, bro, it's mental. See, it's mental.
I ain't got a clue what it's talking about. It's talking about web windows or normal
someone
windows?
Someone left their notes open on their kitchen island with like another like workspace thing or something, went to the shops to go and get lunch, come back, it was still there. How does it know that? How?
I don't understand.
She doesn't get it. Yeah, but I'll show you later.
Brilliant.
Wayne Rooney on Misfits, apparently.
Yeah, you told me that. That shocked me.
This is so funny. So we spoke about this on Sidecast. It's so... In the week, right?
Where have you been?
Me and Wayne Rooney?
Yeah.
I used to get called Wayne Rooney when I was younger.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. Doing Sidecast and this in the same week, me and Simon suffer from the same thing. You talk about the same shit twice.
Mm.
And I also talk about it at home. So it's actually up 3 times. Wayne Rooney JJ went through his phone. I said, I swear he texted you. It was like 2 years ago. He texted him, "Hey mate, what do you think about having a fight? We could sell out an arena, make some good money." This was like 2 years ago. And then recently he's come back up again. But I mean, 2 years ago, Rooney was in a little bit better nick, but he's a little bit of a pud in now.
Who would you fight?
He shouldn't have.
Pineda.
Fight. JJ, it'd be really ugly to watch Wayne Rooney get slaughtered by JJ.
Oh, he wants to fight JJ.
No, but that's what I'm saying. JJ, fuck him up.
Lol.
Really badly. And then you don't want to see Wayne Rooney go out like that, do you?
No.
Wayne Rooney, I really love you, but just don't do it.
What about JJ and Wilder?
JJ and Wilder. Wilder would fucking kill him.
Oh. Who did Deji fight?
Mayweather.
That's who I mean.
Oh, Mayweather. That would be a good one.
The rumour is that...
Well, potentially, it was always rumoured, it has been rumoured, is that JJ could fight McGregor. Now, I'm here for that. I'm here
really?
For that. If that was to happen, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Eventually, hopefully, he fights Jake and then we can kiss it goodbye. But
yeah,
who knows? But yeah, Wayne Rooney on Misfits, I want to see it, but versus another footballer or sports person. So like footballer versus footballer or football versus golf.
But it would have to be someone that equally as popular.
Yeah.
Or he can just fight all his wives. Like all the mistresses he's got over the years.
So you want him to hit women?
On his wife with. Oh yeah, no, that don't work very well, does it?
No, does it?
Yeah, that's more than if the wife done it. Oh yeah, never mind. Yeah, I didn't think that one through properly.
No, you didn't. But yeah, I think like, I know Wayne Bridge fancies a scrap.
I meant well there.
Wayne Bridge fancies a little chuck in hand. So Wayne Bridge versus Wayne Rooney. Battle of the Waynes.
Battle of the Wangs.
Bit weird.
Sorry.
But yeah, the Battle of Wayne.
Yeah.
What's a good pun on that?
What I just said.
The Wayne War.
Yeah.
I could not be a promoter. No one's watching that. James Tarkowski's on a dating show. This I am excited to see. So Prime Video, he plays football. He plays for Everton currently. He's a centre back. He is on a TV show that's on Prime coming soon, called Married to the Game. Bro's just risen.
Yeah. Everyone looks so gorgeous.
Especially you.
Oh. Thank you, and you. I wasn't expecting that.
I planned that for you.
Yeah. You know how to be a husband, eh?
I do.
It's called Married to the Game, and apparently, yeah, he's fair dues, but shout out to him. Bro was risen. West Ham wanted to sign him at some point, and he went to Everton instead.
No.
All right, next up, it's time for role play.
Oh, brilliant.
Here we go. After the success of the No Two Ways Valentine's Day advert...
The success.
It was successful.
Where?
I thought we'd try our hands at a situational role play. E.g., Ethan, you're a car salesman from deep South America, and Faith is buying her husband his dream car. Ethan, you're very attracted to Faith. She wants to reciprocate. Okay, no, I'm not doing this.
Do you know what's funny?
I did
the Low IQ podcast, and they made us role play as well.
What did you role play?
I had to think they was two very attractive girls and I was an unpopular schoolboy and I had to try and risk them. But I was like, you're right.
Nah.
Fill my shirt, boyfriend material. I don't know what they were expecting there.
Faith, you work at a coffee shop in Essex. Ethan is a labourer and comes in during his break
from work. Oh, like a good
He's very pack. Rude and has a real issue about the fact there are different types of coffees available to choose from.
Make my coffee.
You're right, love. Can I get a coffee, please?
Yeah, what one?
Fucking coffee, please, dear.
Do you want a latte, cappuccino, black, white, strong, like you?
When the fuck has there been so many different fucking options in this world? Can a geezer just not get some fucking coffee?
It's 2023. Please be all inclusive. 2024, it's love. 2024.
Is there anything going on up there? Make me a coffee.
Black, white, strong, milky.
Listen here. Woman, make me a coffee.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave the shop for assuming my gender. Thank you.
Oh, that was really good. Really good role play, that one. Ethan is the interviewer and Faith is the interviewee. They can explore various aspects of the job qualifications and discuss how Faith can contribute to the company.
Where did we think we was going with this one? Did we expect people, the listeners, to be creaming their knickers over this?
I was about to say, this is
going to be like the most like...
A couple of leads just feel like the start of a porn shoot.
This is what I'm saying. Like, do you want me to bend over that stool or something?
So how do you think you can contribute to the company?
Start from the very top here. You're going into the...
Okay, listen, it's directing the porn shoot now. Here we go. I wore a skirt for a reason. Let's go.
All right, I'm just like, I'm sat at my desk.
Oh, my bum's out.
I'm sat at the desk soon. With my pen and paper.
Yep.
Yeah, go on then. Knock on the door. Yeah, hello.
Hi, I'm here for my interview.
Oh, take a seat.
Thank you. I have. What? Well, you can't visually see me do that, so I'm verbally... Yeah, I'm sat down now.
I don't know. What job are you applying for? What have you applied
car
for?
Car salesman.
No, this is... That was the first... No.
We've changed briefs.
That was the first one.
All right, well, I'm still being a car salesman. And
you've applied to be a car salesman?
Yeah, I'm trying a different firm now. The first one didn't work out.
Oh, God.
Well, go on. I'm enjoying this. Do it. What does it say? I've not read the doc. Go on.
It says to explore various aspects about the job qualifications and discuss how you can contribute to the company.
Here, go on.
So what qualifications do you have to sell cars?
I feel like it's all about people and communication skills.
You can't speak properly.
No, I stutter. I have a stutter sometimes. Don't disable label me. Can I say that?
This is a shit show.
Let me start again. Sorry. Right.
So what experience do you think you have in selling cars?
I've watched every season of Top Gear.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand about makes and models of cars and have some very nice 6-inch high heels that look good around showroom.
Okay, nice. All right. How do you think you can contribute to the company?
I make a great tea and coffee. Long legs in a short skirt and high heels again.
Really good. Okay. Thanks for coming to the interview.
Did you know what they do? Hired.
Yeah, I'll let you know next time. Bye. Faith plays the... My ankle today is grim. Faith plays the role of a therapist while Ethan is the client seeking guidance or support.
Jesus Christ, happy to
Ethan actually doesn't need therapy. He just has no friends and desperately wants to speak to another human. Faith is trying to learn more about Ethan. Unfortunately, Ethan just keeps asking her about her personal life.
Go on in. So, what brings you to therapy today, Ethan?
I've got some issues that I need to get off my chest.
Let's start with family trauma.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
How do you feel? How was your upbringing?
It was okay, but I feel neglected. But how was yours?
I'm not the one in question here.
How are you today?
Are there any grievances or deaths that are traumatic to you?
No.
Okay, tell me about your school life.
I was naughty. I was a very naughty boy.
Do you think that's because of your trauma?
Yes, yeah, I do think it's because of my trauma.
You relayed your emotions.
How was your school life?
Again, I'm not the one in question here, but thank you for asking.
How was it?
It was great. Thank you very much. So what do you like to do for fun, Ethan?
I like to watch football. Do you like to watch football?
No, this is such a boring job. Do people actually do this?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I can't do this role play shit, man. I can't do it. Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, we're still going.
Yeah, do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, shit. No, that's quite sad. I'm depressed again. Can you help my depression?
Booking for another session tonight. Time's up.
That was 60 quid.
Double.
I can't do that stuff. I don't like it.
No, it wasn't great. I'm just used to pretending to like.
Should we talk about
teacups?
The ending of Love Island?
Go on in.
Because Love Island finished and Molly and Tom won.
Mm-hmm.
I am still very much
on Team Callum and Molly.
Yeah, man.
Get back together.
I'm so toxic, man.
Do you know like the England match where they scored and everyone's chucking their drinks? Yeah, that's what it'll be like across the whole of the UK if they get back together.
It would. I think
they'd be the new Kardashians.
They have to do it. Man.
Genuinely, I think they would get so much exposure from it.
Do you know what I like? On the final, they sat like Tom on the outside and Jess on the outside, but then them two next to each other.
Maya Jama was trying to throw it in there. She was like, well, exes get back together. Yeah. Picked out that dog.
That Louis come in
Louise.
Louise, yeah. Faith was like, Louise. I think it's Louis.
Yeah, probably.
Louis?
Probably.
Or Louis. Louis? Might be just Louis. Anyway, geezer beginning with L. He come in and said, I think them two want to get back.
It's one-sided.
Yeah, it was the one-sided question or whatever, yeah. But man.
And then Tom went, well, what are you seeing that I aren't seeing? He went, that is one-sided.
Yeah, true, yeah. They're just like, you can tell she's still got the twinkle, man.
Yeah, well, beginning, it's like a lack of communication, isn't it? Because at the beginning, Callum was like, oh, do you want to try and get back together? Do you want to make it work? But she wanted words of affirmation, like Callum
he doesn't
do that. You're
beautiful,
you're great, you're this, you're that. I get it, I've got an eyelash in my eye, it's really painful.
He just doesn't do that. He's like,
if he did, they'd be back together.
I like him a lot because he's very simple.
Yes,
he's overly simple.
But I understand how that would be frustrating in a relationship because it's give me more.
Yeah.
Oh my God, ouch. Go and carry on, I'm fine, I'll just marble.
Who else? Georgia and Anton, was rooting for them at one point, but then it just become a little bit grim to watch.
Yeah, what do you think's happening with that? Because
I think they won't be together.
Yeah, well, Messy
week.
Mitch keeps talking about them, and he said, how long do you think they'll last on the outside? And he's like, probably already split up.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Poor Anton though, he come on that series and bro was dropping gentleman game.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a good guy.
Proper gentleman game. Bro was grown compared to the last time he was in there.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Still got a boner over Craig David, which was cute to see.
Oh, yeah, very cute. But even when Ella Henderson come in, she was like, Anton, like, you're my fave. I think that was like a subtle dig, like.
Ooh.
You're a bit better than what you're getting.
Arabella and Adam, do you see them continuing?
I actually do, at least for a few months.
I don't want to be mean, but the minute she meets another footballer or something, you're not staying with the wrestler.
Yeah, because weren't she with really popular?
She was with Ruben Dias, and Ruben Dias is like, he's a handsome footballer.
Handsome and Man United.
And he also plays for Man City.
Man City.
Like, and you are a naked wrestler called Flex.
Yeah.
I just don't see.
Like, can you imagine their boys' group chat? It's like, bro, you lost to him.
Yeah, again, I don't think footballers care because footballers probably share women, I think.
Yeah, true.
I don't think they're that bothered about that.
They're all ladder.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, let's not speak down on that like that, but that'd be quite mean to say. But yeah, I just think I don't see them lasting. Georgia and Toby.
Yeah.
I see sort of lasting.
A few months to a year.
Yeah, I think they've been through the ringer. And I did like the fact that they just firmed it by the end of it. They firmed it very well.
I do think, though, like, from a mother perspective, looking in, you would have wanted her to pick Callum over Toby.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Like, if she's like, oh, I want to settle down, blah, 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 and she was, like,
if you're looking for that stage of your life, many, yeah.
Like, cons about Toby, like, oh, he's younger than me, he's there, that, he plays games, like, I don't know if I want to take the risk. And then bro just, like, leapt into the risk.
Yeah, if you're looking for that stage of life, Callum was the go-to. I get with Callum.
Callum's a good-looking
yeah,
boy.
Man. He's chef too.
Yeah, that's good.
Chef, good
that's
skill
good
to
attribute
have.
To have.
Good skill to have. Tom is a footballer and he's just nice to look at.
Yeah.
I don't see Molly and Tom lasting that long.
I do agree. I think it is one-sided. But then I think the show was very particular in how they staged it.
Yeah,
we
don't know how it's edited, do we?
Do you know what I mean? I think they've pushed the route of Callum and Molly, but you don't actually see much of Molly and Tom together, coupley.
Yeah, maybe they was editing
I did think Callum and Jess would win, though, because everyone's out on Callum's eggplant.
No, but the girlies love Molly.
Oh, really?
So, and the girlies way outweigh...
Yeah.
Yeah, the girlies love Molly. Who else was left in there?
Georgia
and Toby, Anton and Georgia, Molly, Tom, Callum, Thingy.
That was it, no?
Nah. Arabella, they got...
No, they were kabooted.
Oh. Was that it then? Fourth, third and second and first?
Fifth. Was there a... I don't think
they were
fifth.
Just forgetting someone?
I don't know.
There's always four. So that was it. What did you think of the overall cast? I think there could have been some better people.
Maybe like all the Michaels, Joanna's previous boyfriend.
Yeah, they had drama on one before.
Like maybe have brought in a few more exes of Islanders.
Yeah, because the Molly and Column. The Molly and Callum thing worked, but would it have been too much? It would have just been ex on the beach at that point.
Yeah, but they was the only exes though, really, weren't they?
Yeah, but if you do more exes, it would have just been...
Other than Toby.
Ex on the beach.
Just Toby's. Obviously, seen a couple of them.
Yeah, Toby'd been in the villa. And when I say in the villa, I mean in the women in the villa.
In the women in the villa.
Bro had porked Arabella. By the looks of things, he porked Georgia S.
Yeah.
And who else come in? I swear there was like more. Bro's been in and out of that villa. Oh, that was one thing I was going to... It's super incest.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to get shot down for that bit. I didn't know if I could say that.
No, it's super... But when I say incest, I think it happens in certain industries. Like they've all been on Love Island, so they all go to the same events, the press parties, the Pretty Little Things, the whatever. So they're mixing with each other all the time. That just means they're all...
You just think everyone from Love Island is pretty much out of each other.
Not everyone, but I think there will be like Toby has slept with Arabella, Georgia, Chloe, whatever. Like there will be some people that have gone through three of them. Some people have gone through two of them.
Mm.
Do you know, and that's a not nice phrase to use, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think in those rooms, there's probably like a slight, but they went back on the show and done it again.
Yeah. I suppose it's the clout you get after the show, isn't it?
It's like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Because when I'm watching the fucking games I have to play, the heart race challenge, I'm not doing it.
I would be so bad at that. I would be mortified. I'd elbow someone in the face or something.
I can't even fucking role play going to a coffee shop. Let alone fucking getting sexy in a... What would I wear? What could you picture me in?
I think they choose your outfit.
If I was doing the heart race challenge, what would you put me in?
What would I put you in? Tradey outfit,
yeah. What, with cargos?
Yeah.
Cargos, what?
Workman trousers with a little hammer and hard hat.
A yellow vest I could rip off, maybe. Yeah. Cool.
That would be, what would I wear?
I don't know.
Brilliant.
And what did they have? They had
lots of cleavage. I wouldn't do very well there.
They had lots of... They had... Some of their outfits were just shit. Like, Molly's was just a bit of fucking latex. There weren't any theme to it. It was just, like, a little bit of latex.
Yeah, well, they're not all themed.
Who else? Georgia didn't do it. Good reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
My brain's like a fucking fish.
Well, I'm kind of glad you can't remember.
I can't remember any of it.
I don't know.
I remember Toby was Woody out of a thingy, wasn't he?
No, he was a spaceman.
Toy Story. Oh, he was a spaceman. Someone was Toy Story Woody. Callum would come out as a football player. That was all right. Why do I remember the men's?
It's so many people actually think you're closeted as well.
I'm not gay. Well, this does really, no favours for it. But it's really funny
because I see a lot of comments like, when will he just come out?
I'm not gay. I'm just very satisfied with my relationship and my sexuality.
Philip Schofield said.
No, but like, if I tell the truth, if a man tried to actually do anything to my willy, I'd probably hit them.
But what if it was that man from Greece?
No, I'd still...
I
still strike him because...
Enjoy it for a couple seconds.
It's a fun. It's a bit of fun with that's odd. It's odd, but it's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny. I personally wouldn't wank one of my mates off.
No,
but I do think I could look at my mates' willies and laugh.
You just do a knob night.
Knob night. Yeah, where we just every now and then. Okay, there's no need to go into this. Listen, you could look at your mate's knob and find it funny. However, I just wouldn't wank it off.
Yeah.
What else is there to talk about?
What about dogs?
Oh.
I don't want to reveal too much because there's going to be a security breach to our own home. But we are thinking of Faith's Farm and what we can add to Faith's Farm. And I am actually looking at sheep, just two. I'm going to call them Dolly and Parton because that's so cute. Imagine how many sheep there were called Dolly Parton. I bet there's loads. Or pick and mix. I don't really want goats, they chew your fencing, but I call that Gareth South Goat. So I think that's funny.
No.
But no, we've got a goat pen. Listen, I've listened for you for 2 years. No. It's just wilting away.
Yeah, because eventually we're just going to wipe it out. It'll just be space.
Nope. That's not how it works. When you leave things for too long, little animals burrow and stuff, so you're disrupting nature. You may as well just add to it. And listen, Olive.
This is where I wish I had a Vision Pro, by the way.
Olive, I'll get you one if you let me have my sheep. Olive has been playing with Lorenzo.
That's very cute, actually. Yeah, there you go. I'll wake up for that bit.
But this is what led me down the sheep road. She is getting so into the animals and she's actually really enjoying it. I spent 2 hours with them.
Yeah, the videos are so cute. Again, wish I could show them, but like she was genuinely walking around with Lorenzo, like giving him a stroke, trying to wash him.
And I wasn't holding him as well, by the way. No. She was just leading Lorenzo up and down.
I wish Lorenzo could understand English. Good job.
Yeah.
Lorenzo was being a good boy.
He's really good with her.
Yeah, really good
gentle,
with her.
Which is good because he can be a bit nippy, not in a sense of horrible biting.
No, but
he's very young. He's not even two yet. So he's very, very young. But he can give a little with his teeth, especially those little fingertips because you don't know if they're carrots or not. But he was just up and down, up and down.
And
she was laughing, yeah,
she's
wasn't
proper
she?
Loving it. Proper
she
loving
thought it was so good. She plays with the dogs now. So this is what I'm saying. If we've got access to farmland, why not? I did look into pigs as well.
No, fuck no.
No, but there's different types of pigs.
I'm not looking
at micro pigs.
I'm going to get real explicit on this podcast. Fuck no.
But I agree because they actually need a lot of stimulation.
And they fucking stink.
And horses are actually quite scared of pigs.
They fucking stink. They are vile.
But they said the next best companion for a horse is a goat, but I really can't be fat for them to chew my fencing up. So I'd rather just go for a sheep that don't need shearing.
No.
So if anyone knows anyone has sheep that don't need shearing and willing to travel, not that far though, give me like 3 hours.
I'm not having
I'll probably just send someone to come get them.
Faith's
Farm, listen, the YouTube series is starting and I want to actually hand rear the sheep. Oh my God, I want sheep twins.
What do you mean you want to hand rear them?
So when they're babies, so I can mould them my own way, like, so I can make them love, like, be exposed to the dogs, the horses, like, well, got to expose the dogs to the sheep first, but you can feed them bottles, things like that. If their mother's rejected them, you become their mum, which is so cute. Yes.
Where are you fitting this into your day?
I'm outside a lot now because I actually think this can be a bit
deep. Where do you think you're fitting this into your day?
This is actually a bit deep and dark here, but I just feel like in my head, and it's not to do with social media, it's just so fucking boring in there that I've been so understimulated and I'm like, why am I not enjoying life, right? But that's fine. So I just thought, just go outside for more of your time. And then stimulate yourself. Because I feel like when you're like a stay-at-home mum, whatever, I know I work at the same time, but majority of the time I'm with Olive, you're at work, right? It's very much you're in between four walls. So I'm trying to get up. I always take her out in the morning now, don't I?
Yeah.
Every morning we are up and out before she has to come back for nap time. When she was down for a nap yesterday, I know people are going to laugh at me for this, because I tried to train a dachshund. That doesn't fucking exist. I still tried, and I was outside, and I was taking a dog up and down, come on, up and down. Just fucking go and do something. Because in my head, it's just very...
So you want to feed sheep built bottles?
I feel like I am better just outside. I leave my phone up in the house, and I just am better just outside, left to my own devices.
Sure thing.
I just feel like it's better.
But I'm not getting
And then
involved.
Once Olive wakes up, then once Olive wakes up, I'll give her like a banana or something, and then we'll go and play outside as well.
I'm not getting involved with sheep.
But if you're not getting involved, I'll just do it then.
You're lucky I'm getting involved with horses.
Oh, I asked Ethan to come and help me with the horses the other day because it's dark, wasn't it?
Yeah, fuck them, lads. And I said, Ethan, can you come weirdos. Help
me? And I said,
and guess what they did? They fucking sprint up.
Yes, but that was because of your... not quick
no,
time
no, it
was
Callie, all going it was
fine.
Fault.
No, it was all going fine. I said, Ethan, take Pablo out of the way of the gate. He
hold
was
the one that boots people.
No, but he's been better. And I've said, just hold him
with
here.
With you,
you'll
he's
be
better.
Fine.
Not everyone.
Yeah, better with Courtney.
Not everyone.
We're the only people that handle him.
Not everyone.
Anyway, I had him. I said, Ethan, all the horses are getting around the gate now. Can you pull him out? I'm not touching him.
Don't touch
him.
Now
all the horses are in the way, I'm not touching him. And then they all started fucking going nuts. But if you just took him out of the way, I would have been able to get Callie out and then get the two Shetlands
after.
The one that
boots people and has nearly hurt me already. I'm not taking that one.
He's actually nice now.
You set me up. I'm convinced that was your attempt of killing me that day.
No, I just completely forgot he was
food
aggressive.
Go down the
room
and shake his food at him.
It's actually really quite funny.
Fucking geezer tried to kill me.
So I know that he's food aggressive, but when I was like, I'll just shake a bucket to get him in. So they come up, because obviously they probably won't let Ethan catch him because they're like, who are you? So I just said, just shake a bucket, they'll come up. But then I just completely forgot that Pablo...
I got fucking stampeded by the aggressive one that tried to boot me into a fence.
I completely forgot that Pablo was food aggressive. So Ethan's like, he ran up. Me.
No,
I
he
said,
ran
did
at
you get
me.
The horse it
and
went?
Because
and
I
he
wouldn't,
said no,
I wouldn't give him the bucket. He then started doing the weird, like, kicky shit. So I just fucking dropped it. I was like, I ain't getting booted in the chest. Fuck off.
So he still didn't get him.
No,
in.
I don't like that horse, and I wish I never named it. Can fuck right.
He's a good boy. He's just baby. He's just young.
He's not. You're. If he's a good boy, I'm a fucking saint.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Beryl's been renamed.
Dora is now Feral Beryl.
She's actually called Beryl. Even when I was with Olive yesterday, I was like, go and give Beryl her ball then. Like, it's starting to stick in my head, she's not Dora.
Right.
I don't know who looked at her and went, Dora.
Yeah.
She's not
she's
kind enough.
She's a fucker.
She is really, really. I don't know if she's been broken in or not, you know?
No,
I think she has. I think she's playing on it. Because when we had that person who come down to help before, he put a niece on her and she was fine.
Really?
Yeah, but I wouldn't trust her.
No, absolutely not. So we got three horses that you can't really trust. Well, do two.
Two?
Two.
I got two. Olive
Callie's getting worse.
Only at night time. She's all right any other time. Like yesterday, I got on her yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah.
And just put a bridle on, rode around bareback.
Wow.
In my trainers, so she ain't that bad. And then Olive, she'll come in, brush Callie. Like, Callie's very gentle, it's just I wouldn't trust the other two.
Nice.
But they're by four, so what does that say?
Yeah, fair. No, I just isn't
baby age. And Lorenzo, he might have it coming, but I think where we've had him from young enough, he might be all right. He's probably like, oh, it's calm here.
Yeah.
Don't have to act up.
No, goats, no, pigs, no.
I am seriously on the lookout, and I'm seriously on the lookout for some sheep, and I want young sheep. But if you could send some information over about some sheep. I want sheep that I don't have to shear, because I don't want to have to shear sheep.
I'm sure you have to shear all sheep.
No, there's one breed, and they got black eyes, I think, or something like that.
They all got black eyes.
No, can't really see sheep's eyes. They've all got wool in them.
So how do they see?
I don't know. How does Dora see? She's got hair in her eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that cues up the ending to another fantastic episode of the Growing Pains podcast. If you liked it, please like the video. If you are on the YouTube channel, click the subscribe button. If you're listening on audio platforms, please follow it and rate 5 stars.
If you want me to get sheep for Face Farm, comment sheep.
We also have a clips channel. Yeah. So make
where
sure
the
to,
baby trap comments will be going.
Yeah, so make sure to follow the Growing Pains podcast clips channel, and also our Instagram, Growing Pains Insta, for funny carousel pics throughout the week.
Jeez, need to actually take some.
Yeah, bye
bye.